from the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
We're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about the corporations, government agencies, and other people who are killing the planet, and about the folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio, this is activist radio. And I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down at the Dragon at the Rope Blockade. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. And as always, we're going to start off with announcements. This coming week, June 5th through 11th in Eugene, Oregon, is the Forest Conference and Forest Action Camp. The Threatened Forest of the Pacific Northwest will host the latest on forest activism. Unfortunately, I don't have any more information about that. You're going to have to find out for it yourself. If you live in Eugene, Oregon, get in touch with Eugene Active Existence at eae@efn.org. Coming up the week of June 14th through the 17th, it will be Punk Fest in Eugene, Chaos Days 2000, Punk's General Assembly, and you can get in touch with those folks at chaosdays@zdnet.com. That's Chaos Days, all one word, at zdnet.com. Or you can try 303-285-3480, extension 8899. Once again, that's 303-285-3480, extension 8899. Those of you who wish to make comments concerning the National Park Draft Valley Plan and the Draft Merced Wild and Scenic River Plan, you have several hearings coming up in California on June 5th in Costa Mesa, California at the Doubletree Hotel, 3050 Bristol Street. On June 6th in Los Angeles at the Autry Museum of Western Heritage at 4700 Heritage Way. On June 7th in San Diego at the Hanalei Hotel, 2270 Hotel Circle North. On June 9th in Mammoth Lakes at the Mammoth High School, 365 Sierra Park Road. And on June 15th in Fresno at the Doubletree Hotel, 1055 Van Ness Avenue. June 17th in San Jose at the Sheraton Hotel, 1801 Barber Lane in Milpitas. Here's some national dates on the Yosemite National Park Draft Valley Plan. June 5th in Seattle at REI Store, 222 Yale Avenue North in Seattle. In the Denver area on June 6th at the Marriott Denver West, 1717 Denver West, Marriott Boulevard in Golden, Colorado. In the Chicago area, June 7th at the Holiday Inn Express in Elmhurst, Illinois. That's at 933 South Route 83 in Elmhurst, Illinois. And on June 8th in Washington, D.C. at Bailey's Crossroads REI Store, 3509 Carlin Springs Road, Bailey's Crossroads, Virginia. Almost all of these hearings are in the evenings. Most of them have an open house from 4 to 9:30 p.m., a presentation from 6 to 6:30, and a public hearing from 6:30 to 9. Exceptions to that are the San Jose, which will have their open house from 11 to 4:30, a presentation from 1:30 to 2, and the public hearing from 2 to 4:30. The national events, which run from 7 to 8:30 or 9 p.m. If you wish to make written comments, you can send them to Superintendent Dave Mihalik, M-I-H-A-L-I-C, Draft Yosemite Valley Plan, P.O. Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95389. Or you can send a fax to 209 209- 972-0465, or you can send email to yose_planning@nps.gov. That address again, and I might let you know that these comments need to be received by July 7th. Once again, the address, Superintendent Dave Mihalik, Draft Yosemite Valley Plan, P.O. Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95389. The fax number again, 209-372-0456, and email to yose_planning@nps.gov. And there are hearings for the roadless DEIS, and I have hearing dates for Oregon and Washington here. I believe that there are hearings happening in other places. I just don't have the dates on those hearings. All the informational meetings have pretty much ended. I believe that there's a couple of them on June 6th, and unfortunately I don't have that piece of paper anymore. But the roadless area comment hearings are coming up in Oregon and Washington, and I believe I have some announcements about California in here somewhere. June 19th at the Colville Community College in Colville, Washington, and at the Salem City Council Chambers in Salem, Oregon. On June 20th, again at the Colville Community College in Colville, Washington, at the National Guard Armory in Bend, Oregon, and at the Florence Events Center in Florence, Oregon, the Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon, the Morton High School Auditorium in Morton, Washington, the Wenatchee Convention Center in Wenatchee, Washington, the National Guard Armory, again in Bend, Oregon, and at the Cottage Grove Ranger Station in Cottage Grove, Oregon. All those meetings are on June 20th. And then let's move on to June 21st. Meetings in the Port Angeles Council Chambers of Port Angeles, Washington, the Highland View Middle School in Corvallis, Oregon. Again, at the Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon. Okay, those are all on June 21st. On June 22nd at the Eugene City Council Chambers in Eugene, Oregon, of course, the Olympic National Forest Headquarters in Olympia, Washington, the Douglas County Library Room in Roseburg, Oregon, the Performing Arts Center in Omak, Washington. Those are all on the June 22nd. On June 24th at the Everett Pacific Hotel in the Orcas Room in Everett, Washington. And there are some more meetings on the 27th and the 28th and the 29th of June, but I'll read those later in the month. Okay, let's talk about some logging that's happening on the DeSoto National Forest in Mississippi. Apparently, compartments 227 and 228 will include 136 acres of clear cutting, 38 acres of commercial thinning, 371 acres of herbicide applications, 4,282 acres of prescribed burning, 72 acres of shelterwood cutting, that's close to clear cutting, 18.27 acres of wildlife openings, 1.7 miles of road construction, 6 miles of road repair or reconstruction, and 1.2 miles of road closure. If you'd like to make comments on those, contact Forest Service Contact, Kent Davenport, Acting District Ranger, P.O. Box 284 in Wiggins, Mississippi, 39577. Once again, the address, Kent Davenport, Acting District Ranger, P.O. Box 284, Wiggins, Mississippi, 39577. Once again, that's compartment 227 and 228 of the DeSoto National Forest. Okay, compartments 108, 109, 117, and 118 on the Cherokee National Forest in Tennessee. They're going to have 165 acres of clear cutting, 164 acres of commercial thinning, 1,695 acres of prescribed burning, 230 acres of shelterwood removal, 7 miles of road construction, and 11 miles of road repair or reconstruction. Your comments are needed on this logging. Also, the address for comments, Forest Service Contact, is Alan Alsobrook, District Ranger, 250 Ranger Station Road, Teleco Plains, Tennessee, 37385. Once again, the address, Alan Alsobrook, Alsobrook, District Ranger, 250 Ranger Station Road, Teleco Plains, Tennessee, 37385. Also on the Cherokee National Forest of Tennessee, compartments 66, 67, 68, and 78, 319 acres of clear cutting, 40 acres of commercial thinning, 240 acres of herbicide applications, 2,400 acres of prescribed burning, 2 miles of road construction, and 2.3 miles of road repair or reconstruction. Once again, the Forest Service contact is Alan Alsobrook, District Ranger, 250 Ranger Station Road, Teleco Plains, Tennessee, 37385. upcoming demonstrations in San Francisco, June 3rd at noon at the Gap flagship store, Powell and Market Street. That is this coming Saturday. For those of you who are listening in tonight or early Saturday morning, get yourself down to the Gap, downtown San Francisco, Powell and Market Streets at noon. They're going to have stumps, picnics, whatever. It's a Fisher family picnic. That will be the skit, I believe. And, of course, don't you want to hear John and Bob Fisher sing the great Monty Python tune, I'm a Lumberjack and I'm Okay, with especially modified lyrics? They'll be there. Figure out what they are. If you can help out in any way, contact them at 415-731-7924. That's 415-731-7924. And the following week, on June 10th, again at noon, this is a Saturday, at the Gap flagship store, Powell and Market, a coalition of anti-GREP groups will be meeting in front of the Gap flagship store and then marching to Banana Republic, Old Navy, and then ending up back at the Gap. More street theater, cube dances, and We'd Rather Wear Nothing Than Wear Gap. That's happened here in Santa Cruz. Anyway, once again, for more information, 415-731-7924, or go to their website, www.globalexchange.org, for more information, or www.gapsucks.org. And for those of you up in Oregon, a mass nonviolent protest to shut down logging in Eagle Creek, apparently that demonstration started today, June 1st. And will continue tomorrow, June 2nd. They want people to get out to the road leading to the Eagle sales, try and stop those sales. Please join us in a mass nonviolent action to shut down logging and send a message that we won't let this area be cut. There will be carpools leaving. Try this number. I believe it's 541-241-4879. 541-241-4879. I'm not sure whether this is in Portland or in Eugene, so it could be a 503 number or a 541 exchange. I have no idea. I wish people would be more specific about phone numbers. To get to Eagle Sales, take I-205 north or south to Highway 224. That's the Estacada exit. Take Highway 224 about 2 miles past Estacada and take a left on Fall Creek Road. Take the next left a third of a mile down at Divers Road, and then the next right a third of a mile down at Squaw Mountain Road. Follow Squaw Mountain Road for 8 miles to a Y. Park your car, bear right at the Y, go up the hill for about 3/4 of a mile to reach the current base camp and road blockade. So anyway, get out to the Eagle Creek sales. If you want to take some summer hikes from Memorial Day to Labor Day, BARK or BARK will be making weekly Thursday hikes to Ground Truth various timber sales around the Mount Hood National Forest, but also adjacent BLM and state forest lands. The Thursday hikes will be small groups, strenuous all-day hikes. We would like to limit them to one car to allow for plenty of flexibility and mobility. They will be first-come, first-hike, so if you're interested, please contact us early. The number 503-331-0374. If you have specific requests for destinations, let us know and we can arrange a mutually agreeable Thursday. If we know in advance where we're headed, we can send out an email alert to tell everyone. Today they went to upcoming sales in the Clackamas District, probably Escargo and Solo according to this, but they will be having hikes every Thursday, so please get in touch with them. They meet at 9 o'clock at the Daily Grind at Southeast Hawthorne and 41st Street. Anyway, if you know where Daily Grind is, Southeast Hawthorne and 41st, then that's where they start at 9 a.m. The June 11th hike on Sunday are in addition to their larger group hikes on the second Sunday of each month. So get in touch with them, 503-331-0374, if you're up in Oregon and want to help out with that. The Arch Coal subsidiary is attempting to get 2 new mountaintop removal permits with valley fills totaling 1,300 acres. This is nasty business in West Virginia. They've already lost 300,000 acres of hardwood forests and 1,000 miles of streams in West Virginia. What they're asking for is an environmental impact statement, an extension of the public comment period, And unfortunately, you have to act now because the deadline for comments on both these periods is June 4th. Send your comments to Administrator, West Virginia Division of Environmental Protection, Water Resources Section, 1201 Greenbrier Street, Charleston, West Virginia, 25311. Once again, that's Administrator, West Virginia Division of Environmental Protection, Water Resources Section, 1201 Greenbrier Street, Charleston, West Virginia, 25311. Be sure to mention public notice number CEORH-OR-F number 19980037-2-4 and 19980342-5. I don't know how you folks are writing all this down. But anyway, you get the message. I'll repeat them here for you. But with the second address is to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, 502 8th Street, Huntington, West Virginia, 25701. Once again, that's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, 502 8th Street, Huntington, West Virginia, 25701. And again, the notice, the permits are CEORH-OR-F, public notice number 19980032-4 and 19980034-2-5. You can make the same comment to both of those groups and for both of the permits, but you have to send them to both agencies. If you have any questions or for more information, contact the folks at 304-522-0246. That's 304-522-0246, and they'll be able to give you a hand with that. The Wildlife Services has a new name, but it's up to the same game: trapping, poisoning, shooting, gassing, clubbing, and destroying wildlife at your expense. You're a taxpayer, right? And all to protect the profits of corporate welfare livestock industries. Representatives Peter DeFazio, Richard Bass, and Connie Morella are taking the lead in bringing sorely needed reform to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services program by offering a floor amendment to the fiscal year 2001 Agricultural Appropriations Bill. The amendment would preclude Wildlife Services from spending federal dollars on lethal predator control for the purpose of protecting livestock. They spent $20 million every year to kill 1,000 coyotes, mountain lions, black bears, bobcats, foxes, and other predators as part of its livestock protection program. And about half of these funds are federal dollars. Meanwhile, the private livestock producers benefiting from this wildlife service paid directly less than 1% of that cost. Call your representative and let them know that groups such as Defenders of Wildlife, Friends of the Earth, Predator Defense Institute, American Lands Alliance, Humane Society of the United States, Predator Project, Taxpayers for Common Sense, USPIRG, and Earth First are supporting the amendment. Call your representative and ask him or her to support the DeFazio-Bass-Morella Amendment of the Agriculture Appropriations Bill. Secret timber sales? Well, again, if you live in or around Coos Bay, they're going to be having a tour of those hidden Cedar Creek timber sale plots. These are 189 acres of old growth buried within the Weyerhaeuser properties near Coos Bay, Oregon. And apparently June 20th is the day that the Bureau of Land Management has offered to drive you through the vast Weyerhaeuser tree farm to see those BLM Cedar Creek sales south of Eugene. So, what do you do? Well, call the BLM. Their number, 541-751-4249. Once again, that's Coos Bay BLM. The guy's name is Alan Hoffmeister. His number, 541-751-4249. Tell him you want to go on the June 20th trip, or if you can't make it on the June 20th trip, see if he'll do it on another day. Now, this has to be done during the day because, of course, the BLM doesn't want to spend any extra money. It's your money, right? But they certainly don't want to spend any extra money to take you out to these little bits of timber sale buried in the middle of Weyerhaeuser property. Anyway, what else is going on? June 10th is the National Day of Action Against the Forest Service's FEDEMO program. What are you going to be doing on June 10th? Well, I suggest you go down to your local Forest Service office, wherever that is, and tell them that you don't like the fee demo program, that you don't want to pay to hike on your national forest, and they can take the fee demo program and shove it where the sun don't shine. That's what you can tell them. You can also tell your congresspeople who are in the midst of trying to reauthorize fee demo in the United States that you don't want fee demo passed or extended or even continued. If you want more information, contact Scott Silver of Wild Wilderness. His number, 541-385-5261. That's 541-385-5261. Or, of course, you can go to www.wildwilderness.org's webpage and check it out for yourself. June 10th and 11th is the Eastern Forest Activist Conference in Washington, D.C., sponsored by the American Lands Alliance. This conference hopes to put eastern forest issues on the national radar screen. Topics include invasive species appropriations, wildlands protection, chipmills, ORVs, and endangered species. And following the conference, there will be a week of lobbying focusing on these issues and ending commercial logging on public lands. Want more information? Contact Kristen Sykes. Her number, 202-547-9134. That's Kristen Sykes at 202-547-9134. And, of course, there it is, National Forest Protection Lobby Week, June 11th through the 16th. Get your butt to Washington, D.C. For more information, this one's sponsored by American Lands, same group as part of that coalition. And Steve Holmer also has some information. There is some financial assistance available. American Lands will pay half of your airfare to Washington, D.C. for those who promise to lobby at least 3 days. Contact him at 202-547-9105. That's 202-547-9105. Activist news? Well, we've got some. Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman wanted to make a point about nutrition. An animal rights vigilante wanted to make a point about meat. And the two met in a cream pie collision. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals said one of their members, Arathi Jarayam, of Mansfield, Ohio, ran onto the stage at a government nutrition summit and heaved a pie, yelling, "Shame on you, Dan Glickman, for pushing meat and promoting animal cruelty." Pet is beef with Glickman, said spokeswoman Don Carr, is that he won't acknowledge that meat-based diets are killing people. Glickman took the public smear in good humor and a bad feel for filling, telling reporters he thought it had been an apple pie. Carr said that Jarayam was taken into police custody. Oh, well. And unfortunately, Mary Lightheart's bogus court date was moved up a day. This is on the Fayetteville, Arkansas tree sit. Since they were attempting to find her in contempt, it was important she be there. Wednesday night, two others took her place in the tree, a man named Ron and a woman who calls herself Many Trees. In court, Mary was found not to be in contempt, but while she was out of the tree, police and CMN security people moved in. They inventoried all the supplies and took down the supply tent. Ron and Many Trees were told to come down or face arrest. Upon their refusal to leave their position, a police guard was placed under the tree. Meanwhile, construction workers began brush hogging operations below them. Late in the afternoon, Mary attempted to return to her tree. She almost made it, but was arrested for trespassing and fleeing. As we waited for Mary's release at the police station, the cops made their move. They boarded the platform and arrested Ron. Many trees scaled up to the top of the tree. The police were ready for such a situation, however, and went to the top and brought the herd down. Stories differ as to what happened next, but let's just say they got her and placed her under arrest. Another man attempted to make it out there and was also arrested. By my count, the total number of arrests in the Fayetteville, Arkansas tree sit is now at 31. And unfortunately, with no one up the trees could be cut at almost any time, and a police guard is pretty much constant at the grove. But due to the fact that two nests of red-tailed hogs exist in this part of the grove, we've been able to get a temporary injunction until Tuesday. While this doesn't protect all of the grove, it does protect some of it, and perhaps well beyond Tuesday. Stay tuned for more updates. And unfortunately, that's not good news. But in Portland, Oregon, oh, unfortunately, we don't have any more time. Let's listen to this.
Something about that's enough. Saving the world can be so hard to do when no one else cares, at least not as much as you. A few precious moments, a few things to share, but it costs me a lot of stress, 'cause it's such a mess and we're not getting anywhere. My heart sings as it gets battered on my sleeve, and my senses all get up to leave. My head spins as it gets just too full of stuff. Sometimes you just gotta say enough. Yeah, enough. Well, what's enough? I'll tell you what's enough. It's enough time, enough sleep, enough benefits to reap, enough money, enough love, enough of anything you can think of, enough power, enough brains, enough patience and enough pains, enough ignorance, enough bliss, enough of that and enough of this. My heart sings as it gets battered on my sleeve, and my senses all get up to leave. My head spins as it gets just too full stuff. Sometimes you just gotta say enough. Yeah, enough. Oh, enough. Oh, yes, enough. Ooh, enough, 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 enough already.
And Earth First Radio will be right back. Stay tuned.